From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The situation in Afghanistan is serious, and it is deteriorating. That judgment yesterday from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, on CNN. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is conducting a broad review of strategy there, and he may ask for more troops. That would be on top of the 17,000 troops recently added.
Now a frontline view of the fight in Afghanistan and why American military commanders are increasingly concerned. Shortly before last week's presidential elections, U.S. Marines launched an operation to take back a key district in the southern province of Helmand. The province is the center of the current Taliban insurgency. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson accompanied the Marines into battle earlier this month as they set out to clear the Taliban out of one Helmand town.
They strike Dahana before dawn. Three helicopters carrying assault teams from the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines, and a squad of Afghan soldiers. They fly over a much slower convoy of armored vehicles also headed to the fight. The airborne teams descend on a mud-walled compound where Afghans believed linked to the Taliban sleep on the roof to escape the summer heat. Several of the men are taken into custody. The women and children here are sent to stay with relatives. A few hours later, the armored convoy carrying more Marines and Afghan troops rolls in. Patrols are sent out to secure the town, one dirt street at a time. But the militants put up a fierce fight. The Marines guess someone's tipped them off about this operation. Bullets, mortars, and rockets rain down in periodic bursts on the troops. Most appear to be fired from mountains surrounding the town. But some Taliban fighters weave in and out of Dahana's deserted streets.
Hey, go right!
On the second day, one Marine is killed, his legs blown off by a rocket-propelled grenade. Taliban casualties in the fight over Dahana were a lot higher, an estimated dozen militants killed in the first 24 hours alone. No civilians are believed hurt or killed. Most flee Dahana during lulls in the fighting. Cobra helicopters and other military aircraft provide backup to the troops. One missile is even fired from a base some 60 miles away, taking out the militants' heavy caliber machine gun on a nearby ridge. With their large numbers and advanced weapons, the Marines and Afghan soldiers soon control much of Dahana. But the operation commander, Marine Captain Zachary Martin, says a meaningful victory here is about a lot more than who controls the terrain. He says the key to any long-term success will be to win over the town's estimated 2,000 residents.
They're waiting to see what we're going to do. They want to see if we're going to stay the course, if we're going to be the winning side, because they very much want to be on the winning side.
Martin says it's about more than demonstrating who is stronger. It's about whether the Marines can build trust. That's something he and others say it has taken Western forces in Afghanistan years to learn, including here in this district. Famed for its pomegranates, the district of Nauzad was an economic powerhouse for the Afghan government when it controlled Helmand province. Today, Nauzad is a moneymaker for the Taliban. The militant group taxes residents and reaps profits from the many opium poppy fields now cultivated here. For years, the Taliban has kept people here cut off from the Afghan government, that despite the presence of British and Estonian troops, and more recently, the U.S. Marines. There is no Afghan police force here, nor are there any schools. Despite the isolation, Nauzad residents interviewed before last week's presidential polls were aware their country was about to hold elections. Farmer Khan Muhammad, who lives in the tiny village of Khoje Jamal, says he would vote if the security situation were different. But with the Taliban ruling Nauzad, he and other villagers see little value in the polls. It's this perception of Taliban domination that the Marines here want to change. If they don't, they see little hope of permanently driving out the Taliban. Corporal Justin Thompson is the 24-year-old sergeant of the guard at a combat outpost on a hilltop a mile away from the village.
The Afghani people are our friends and our enemies hide within them. So the enemy could be the guy out here herding his sheep one day, and then the next day he could be the guy carrying the AK and the wood line that you can't see just firing at the helicopters because he needs to make a living for his family.
Thompson and others in the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines Golf Company, which has been in Nowzad since May, are doing something they say no other foreign troops here have done before. They go into the villages to make friends with Nowzad residents. It's a lesson these Marines learned while in Iraq, where they won over Sunni tribesmen in the fight against al-Qaeda there. Captain Martin, the company commander, says the Marines help the Afghan villagers whenever they can, like giving them parts to repair their water pumps.
Once they saw that we were very careful with our rules of engagement, once they saw that we were eager to actually talk to them and to get to know them, to look at their problems and concerns, and that furthermore, we were here to fight the Taliban and here to stay, our reception became much different, to the point where now we have them invite us in for tea. They invite us to come to the mosque with them, which is a fairly radical switch from running away whenever we come.
The last time I was in town, a couple of days ago, I saw a boy with an infection in his ear, a very bad infection. You know who the boy is?
The villagers seem especially fond of Roger Perino, who is the civilian law enforcement advisor. He's brought penicillin for an Afghan village boy with an ear infection. The retired New York City police lieutenant sports an unkempt beard, which to Afghans makes him appear to be a tribal elder among the Marines. But there are limits to how far residents are willing to go with the Marines, says Captain Martin.
What we're looking at right now, to some extent, is an impasse because of the situation that the locals find themselves in.
The situation he's referring to was the Taliban's control of Dahana. The village is the economic heart of Nowzad. Villagers from around the district shop or sell goods there and faced retribution if they were seen talking to the Marines. So the Marines went there to drive out the Taliban. Even before the fighting in the town ended, Marine civil affairs teams fanned out to meet with the residents they could find. Marine Staff Sergeant Todd Bowers heads one of the teams.
We found that the follow-on operations are sometimes way more critical than the actual kinetic aspect. We need to have good planning in order to understand who the key leaders are and ensure that we're giving them the capability to still have power over their people, but at the same time make sure that power is guided in the right direction.
The day after the battle in Dahana, Afghan soldiers raised their country's flag over a hastily constructed combat outpost that will house the Afghan and U.S. troops. It was the first sign of Afghan government presence here in 4 years. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, reporting from Dahana in southern Afghanistan.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.